Oh, I think it's going to be a tremendously difficult switch, if a switch button can even be found. We have no precedent for a satisfactory polity, a satisfactory way of life based on the idea of zero growth or shrinking. We just can't do it. We don't know how. That way lies collapse. All of the systems we have in place for controlling democratic impulses, for keeping people satisfied, are based on the idea that there's going to be more tomorrow than there was yesterday. I mean, it is the ethic of at least our generation. And so, you know, David's been talking about this for a long time. He did a series of Nature of Things shows in the late 1980s talking about the problem of exponential growth as built into human nature, almost, if not, you know, our modern societies. I think we're going to find out soon enough, because peak oil is going to push us that way. It's very unlikely that we'll self-regulate ourselves to zero growth or less than zero growth. But I think that peak oil is going to make it impossible for us to continue to grow. We're going to have a choppy period of a plateau, and then we're going to begin to see the effects of less available energy on our society. And that's going to involve a shrinkage in our expectations and our way of life and how fast and far we travel. I really don't know whether we can deal with that kind of a shift in a civil way, because the ethic of our society is based on growth. The two big economic paradigms are free market, Chicago school capitalism, and Keynesianism. Mm-hmm. Well, they're both built on the idea of growth. We don't even have a third option. So I'm sorry, I can't give you a prescription. I'm rather worried about it.